Cuban singer Omara Portuondo came to international attention in the 1950s. That was before the country became isolated under the Castro regime. Portuondo got popular again in the 90s. She was the only female singer featured on the hit Buena Vista Social Club album. Now she's 85, and she's still performing. Beto Arcos caught up with her in Havana.
Sitting in the restaurant of the classic Capri Hotel, Omara Portuondo remembers a female Cuban composer who was part of the traditional troubadour scene from the 1920s to the 50s.
Después de la trova tradicional, María Teresa Vera, que yo esa mujer la admiro.
I've long admired María Teresa Vera. I've been listening to her songs since I was a little girl. That's why I sing 20 años.
Vera's song, 20 años, 20 years, is Portuondo's showcase on the Buena Vista Social Club album.
And the interesting thing is she's reintroduced, certainly internationally, but to American culture with Buena Vista Social Club.
Danilo Lozano is a music professor at Whittier College in California who specializes in Cuban music.
And again, she becomes a major hit. And that was great because what she brought to it was, you know, what can I say? What she brought to it was magic.
Es un pedazo del alma que se arranca sin piedad.
Portuondo's career began in Havana in places like the cabaret Salón Rojo and another club across the street from the hotel.
Ahí en Club 21. Allí. Ahí trabajamos nosotros en un cuarteto de arriba que era donde yo cantaba también.
There, at the Club 21, that's where I first started performing with Cuarteto Daida. All of these places are very important to me. They're part of my beginning.
Cuarteto Daida was an all-female group directed by pianist Aida Diestro. Portuondo says that's not all that made it different from the rest of the Cuban groups of the 1950s.
Lo que pasa que se distinguió bastante porque era una mujer que se llamó Aida Diestro.
It was well distinguished because director Aida Diestro harmonized us perfectly. And all the great musicians of Cuba admired and respected her for that, for her approach using notes in such an extraordinary way.
Cuarteto Daida became a hit. The group toured the U.S. in the mid-50s, performed with Nat King Cole, and recorded an album for RCA Victor.
Profecía.
The group sang in a style called feeling, says Danilo Lozano.
The equivalent to what feeling would be like would be listening to a jazz ballad, except that instead of listening to it instrumentally, you're listening to it vocally delivered with an instrumental passion, which is unique for Cuban music.
Portuondo became known as La Novia del Feeling, the Bride of Feeling. It was a style of music that embraced both men and women. But Lozano says Portuondo's life spans the history of Cuban music from the 1940s to the present.
She has been an important exponent of many styles of Cuban music, but particularly the music of feeling, where she really, really makes a big marca pauta, as I say. She makes a mark in the music, even though she's tremendously versatile.
Portuondo turns 86 at the end of this month during her U.S. tour, and she has no plans to slow down.
Now, I'm not a little girl, but I feel like a little girl.
For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.
Noche cubana, morena.